这个标志很少有人不认识。
This logo is rarely not recognized.
但这个符号背后的故事藏着一段让全人类无比唏嘘的真实往事。
But the story behind this symbol hides a real event that is incredibly sad for all of humanity.
今天是6月7号。
Today is June 7th.
1954年的今天。
Today in 1954.
英国曼彻斯特一间普通公寓里，一枚沾着氰化钾的毒苹果。
A poisoned apple coated with potassium cyanide was found in a normal apartment in Manchester, England.
静静摆在床头。
Quietly placed on the bedside table.
也彻底终结了一位人类旷世天才的一生，阿兰·图灵。
It completely ended the life of Alan Turing, a genius of the human race.
他是全人类计算机科学之父。
He is the father of computer science for all mankind.
是人工智能 AI 的开山鼻祖。
It is the pioneer of artificial intelligence AI.
他是第二次世界大战幕后最大的功臣。
He is the greatest behind-the-scenes hero of World War Roman II.
凭一己之力缩短了战争。
With one's own strength, shortened the war.
挽救了千万生命。
Saved millions of lives.
他是百年难遇的数学天才。
He is a rare mathematical genius.
逻辑大师，思想和智慧超前时代几十年。
Logic masters' ideas and wisdom are decades ahead of their time.
可同时
At the same time,
他也是被世俗伤害，被自己守护的国家。
He is also a nation that has been harmed by the world and protected by itself.
辜负最终寂寞落幕的悲情人物。
Missed the tragic figure who finally came to rest in loneliness.
一枚小小的毒苹果送走了一位改变人类文明进程的天才。
A small poisoned apple brought down a genius who changed the course of human civilization.
今天我们就求真深挖阿兰·图灵。
Today, we're going to delve into the life and work of Alan Turing.
这一生到底有多传奇？
How legendary is this life?
又有多悲凉？
How much more sadness?
1912年6月23日
June 23, 1912，
阿兰·图灵出生在英国伦敦的一个中产家庭。
Alan Turing was born in a middle-class family in London, England.
父亲是英国驻印度殖民地的高级公务员。
Father was a senior civil servant in the British colonial administration in India.
母亲出身工程师家庭，家境优渥。
Mother comes from a wealthy engineer family.
可她却有一个极度缺爱的童年。
But he had a very lonely childhood.
父母常年在印度工作。
Parents work abroad in India.
图灵从小被寄养在亲戚家，一年难得见。
Since childhood, I have been raised by relatives, and I rarely see my parents.
父母几次，长期的孤独。
Parents' prolonged loneliness.
让他养成了孤僻内向。
Let him become withdrawn and introverted.
不爱说话的性格。
High personality.
不擅长社交。
Not good at socializing.
更不懂得人情世故。
More clueless about human relationships.
从小就是同龄人眼中的怪胎。
From a young age, I was the odd one out in my peer group.
九岁时
At 9 years old,
他被送进了寄宿学校。
He was sent to a boarding school.
别的孩子打闹玩耍。
Other children are playing and having fun.
他却沉迷于自己的小发明。
He was engrossed in his own inventions.
经常给父母写信。
Write letters to parents often.
里面全是他画的设计图和奇思妙想。
It's full of his drawings and ideas.
14岁，考入著名的谢伯恩公学，上学。
At the age of 14, I entered the prestigious Sherborne School.
第一天就遇上了全国大罢工，交通瘫痪。
On the first day, there was a nationwide strike, and traffic was paralyzed.
他二话不说。
He didn't say anything.
独自骑行了96公里的自行车。
Rode a bicycle for 96 kilometers alone.
准时到校，震惊。
Arrived on time for school.
全校。中学时期的图灵偏科严重到极致。
During his high school years, Turing was extremely talented in a particular subject.
文科成绩一塌糊涂。
Liberal arts grades are dismal.
作文永远不及格。
I always get bad grades on essays.
可数学天赋却碾压所有的同学。16岁，无师自通，读懂爱因斯坦的相对论。
With a mathematical talent that overwhelmed all his classmates, he was able to independently understand Einstein's theory of relativity at the age of 16.
还写出了详细纲要。
Also, a detailed outline was written.
甚至看出了爱因斯坦相对论当中对牛顿力学的质疑。
Even pointed out the questioning of Newtonian mechanics in Einstein's theory of relativity.
老师评价他，很难教。
The teacher said that he was difficult to teach.
因为他永远只用自己的方法解题。
Because he always uses his own methods to solve problems.
孤独，敏感。
Solitude and sensitivity.
智商超群。不被理解。
Brilliant IQ, but not understood.
这就是少年图灵的底色。
This is the background of the young Turing.
也正是这份与众不同。
This is what makes it unique.
为他日后的辉煌。
For his future glory.
也为他的悲剧埋下了伏笔。
This also laid the groundwork for his tragedy.
1931年
1931
19岁的图灵考入剑桥大学国王学院，主修数学。
19-year-old Turing enrolled at King's College, Cambridge, majoring in mathematics.
在这里
Here,
他终于找到了属于自己的天地。
He finally found his own space.
如鱼得水。
Like a fish in water.
天赋彻底爆发。
Talent completely exploded.
大学期间。
During college.
他专注于数学逻辑研究。
He is focused on researching mathematical logic.
22岁以优异成绩毕业。
22 years old, graduated with excellent grades.
24岁就发表了震惊世界的论文《论》。
At the age of 24, he published a groundbreaking paper that shocked the world.
可计算术及其在判定问题上的应用。
Computation and its applications in solving problems.
在这篇论文里。
In this paper,
他首次提出了图灵机的概念。
He first proposed the concept of the Turing machine.
一个虚构的，能模拟人类所有计算过程的机器模型。
A fictional machine model that can simulate all human computing processes.
这个概念有多重要？
How important is this concept?
毫不夸张地说。
No exaggeration.
图灵机就是现代计算机的理论雏形。
A Turing machine is the theoretical prototype of modern computers.
没有图灵机
Without a Turing machine,
就没有今天的电脑
No today's computers,
手机互联网
Mobile internet,
更没有人工智能
There is no artificial intelligence.
24岁的图灵仅凭一篇论文
At the age of 24, Turing only needed one paper to
就为人类数学文明打下了最核心的地基。
It's laid the most fundamental foundation for human mathematical civilization.
凭借这项开创性研究
With this pioneering research,
24岁的图灵当选
24-year-old Turing elected
剑桥大学国王学院院士
King's College, Cambridge University,
成为当时最年轻的院士之一
One of the youngest to become an academician
在学术界一战封神
It became a sensation in academia
此后
Subsequently
他赴美深造
He went to the United States for further studies
与当时顶尖的数学家
With the most prominent mathematicians of that time
逻辑学家合作研究领域
Logical research collaboration field
从数学拓展到密码学逻辑学一步步成长
From mathematics to cryptography a logical progression
为人类最顶尖的天才科学家
For the most brilliant scientists in the world
此时的图灵人生一路开挂才华
At this point in his life, Turing was on a roll.
被认可，天赋被尊重。
Recognized, talent, respected.
谁也不会想到。
No one would have thought.
多年后。
Years later.
他会被自己热爱的国家逼入绝境。
He will be forced into a desperate situation by his beloved country.
1939年
1939
二战爆发
World War Roman II broke out
纳粹德国横扫欧洲战火蔓延
Nazi Germany sweeps across Europe The flames spread
全球德军使用的恩尼格玛密码机加密方式极其复杂
The encryption method used by the German military Enigma was extremely complex.
每天更换密钥
Change the key every day.
被称为不可破译的终极密码
Called the ultimate unbreakable code.
凭借这套密码
With this code,
德军潜艇在大西洋横行无忌，疯狂击沉盟军运输船。
German U-boats roam the Atlantic Ocean, ruthlessly sinking Allied merchant ships.
切断盟军补给线，盟军损失惨重。
Cutting off the Allied supply lines, the Allies suffered heavy losses.
二战一度陷入了绝境。
The war was once in a desperate situation.
就在所有人都束手无策时。
When everyone else was at a loss,
英国政府紧急召集顶尖科学家
The British government has urgently called upon top scientists,
成立布莱切利庄园
Establish the Bletchley Manor,
破译小组
Decoding team,
27岁的图灵临危受命
At the age of 27, Turing was entrusted with the task of saving the situation.
成为破译小组。
Join a decoding team.
核心负责人。
Core leader.
面对牢不可破的恩尼格玛密码。
Faced with the unbreakable Enigma code.
图灵没有退缩。
Turing didn't back down.
他带领团队日夜钻研。
He led the team to work day and night.
不眠不休
Sleepless.
设计出一台名为炸弹的破译机器
Design a decryption machine called bomb.
专门破解恩尼格玛密码
Specifically designed to crack Enigma codes.
这台机器是当时世界上最先进的机电破译设备，能快速模拟恩尼格玛密码机的所有加密组合。
This machine was the most advanced electromechanical decryption device in the world at the time, capable of quickly simulating all possible encryption combinations of the Enigma machine.
精准破解德军密码。
Accurately break German codes.
在图灵的带领下
Under Turing's leadership,
破译小组成功破解了德军最高级别的军事密码。
The decryption team successfully cracked the highest level military code of the German army.
从1940年到1945年
From 1940 to 1945,
盟军通过破译的密电精准掌握德军的动向。
The Allies,through the decryption of the intercepted messages, accurately grasp the movements of the German army.
提前预判德军空袭、潜艇伏击，多次粉碎德军的战略计划。
Early prediction of German air attacks on submarines repeatedly thwarted German strategic plans.
史学界公认，图灵的破译工作
The academic community recognizes Turing's work in breaking the code.
至少让二战缩短了两到四年。
At least 2 to 4 years shorter than World War Roman II.
直接挽救了全球1400万到2000万人的生命。
Directly saved the lives of 14 million to 20 million people.
他是二战背后真正的无名英雄。
He is the true unsung hero behind World War Roman II.
没有他，二战历史可能会被彻底改写。
Without him, the history of World War Roman II might be completely rewritten.
我们今天的世界或许会是另一番模样。
Our world today might be different.
战争结束后
After the war,
图灵战功显赫
Turing's achievements are outstanding.
被授予大英帝国勋章
Awarded the Order of the British Empire.
成为国家英雄备受尊崇
To become a national hero is highly respected.
此时的他名利双收荣誉加身
At this time, he was enjoying both fame and fortune and was surrounded by honors.
人生达到了巅峰。
Life has reached its peak.
二战结束后
After World War Roman II,
图灵没有停下脚步
Turing never stopped.
继续深耕科学领域
Continue to focus on the scientific field.
将目光投向了更前沿的领域。
Focus on more cutting-edge fields.
人工智能。
Artificial intelligence.
1948年。
1948.
他发表论文《计算机器与智能》，首次提出图灵测试的概念。
He published a paper on the Turing test, which was the first to propose the concept of a machine that can be tested for intelligence.
核心问题只有一个，机器会思考吗？
The only core question is whether a machine can think.
他提出
He proposed that
当人类与机器进行对话
When humans and machines are talking to each other,
无法分辨
unable to distinguish
对方是机器还是人类时
when the other party is a machine or a human
这台机器就通过了图灵测试
this machine has passed the Turing test
具备了真正的人工智能
has truly achieved artificial intelligence
这个概念直接开启了人工智能研究的先河。
This concept directly opened up new frontiers in artificial intelligence research.
成为后世 AI 研究的核心准则。
To become the core principle of AI research in the future.
影响至今。
Effects until now.
今天的 ChatGPT、DeepSeek、AI 的绘画、智能语音，本质上都在朝着通过图灵测试的方向努力。
Today, the Chinese GPT DeepSeek AI painting intelligent voice essence is essentially striving towards the Turing test.
除此之外
In addition,
他还参与了设计世界上最早的电子计算机之一
He also participated in the development of one of the world's earliest computers.
曼彻斯特 Mark 一，推动了现代计算机从理论走向现实。
Manchester Mark I was the first commercially available computer.
此时的图灵
At this time, Turing.
既是计算机科学的奠基人
But only a pioneer in computer science.
也是人工智能的开创者
Also a pioneer in artificial intelligence.
双重身份
Double identity.
双重成就在科学史上几乎无人能及，可命运的齿轮
The double achievement is almost unparalleled in scientific history.
就在他事业最辉煌的时候
Just when he was at the peak of his career.
突然转向一场灭顶之灾
Suddenly turned into a disaster.
正在悄然向他逼近。
He was quietly approaching him.
1952年
1952
岁的图灵事业如日中天当选英国皇家学会会员
At the age of 39, Turing's career was thriving and he was elected a member of the Royal Society.
成为科学界顶尖权威
To become a top authority in the scientific field.
可一场意外彻底摧毁了他的人生。
A sudden accident could completely ruin his life.
这一年
This year,
图灵的公寓被盗。
Turing's apartment was robbed.
他报警后
After he called the police,
警方调查过程中
During the police investigation,
意外发现了他的同性伴侣
discovered his same-sex partner,
进而曝光了他的隐私
further exposed his privacy,
个人取向
personal destination.
在1950年代的英国个人取向问题不是私人问题
In the 1950s, the issue of personal orientation in Britain was not a private matter.
是严重的刑事犯罪，被称为严重猥亵罪。
This is a serious criminal offense called serious indecent crime.
属于不体面的行为。
Unbecoming behavior.
一旦定罪
，Once convicted，
将面临牢狱之灾。
Will face imprisonment.
图灵被逮捕。
Turing was arrested.
审判。没有任何辩解。
The trial offered no defense.
直接被定罪。法官给了他两个残酷的选择。
He was directly given two cruel choices by the judge.
要么坐牢两年。
Either 2 years in prison.
要么接受为期一年的化学阉割。
Either take on a 1 year chemical castration.
就是注射雌激素，坐牢
Inject estrogen while in prison
意味着他将彻底中断科学研究，毕生心血付诸东流。
This means that he will completely abandon his lifelong dedication to scientific research, and his efforts will be in vain.
为了能继续做研究
In order to continue my research,
图灵被迫选择了化学阉割。
Turing was forced to undergo chemical castration.
接下来的一年是图灵人生中最黑暗。
The next year was the darkest in Turing's life.
最屈辱的时刻。
The most humiliating moment.
他被迫定期注射雌激素，药物副作用极其可怕。
He was forced to regularly inject estrogen, which had extremely terrible side effects.
胸部开始发育，体型。
The chest starts to develop, the body shape becomes more defined.
变得女性化，体毛脱落。
Removing body hair, becoming more feminine.
嗓音变细。
Voice becomes thin.
原本热爱跑步运动的他，身体彻底变形。
He who used to love running has completely deformed his body.
再也无法正常运动。
Can no longer move normally.
更残忍的是
，More cruelly,
药物严重影响他的大脑。
The drug severely affected his brain.
让他的注意力无法集中。
Distract him.
思维迟钝
Slow thinking
记忆力下降
Memory decline
曾经那个智商超群
Once I was a genius
思维敏捷的天才逐渐变得呆滞
The quick-witted geniuses gradually became dull
痛苦抑郁
Pain and depression
除了身体的摧残
In addition to the physical damage
还有精神的羞辱。
There is also spiritual humiliation.
他的身份被曝光后
After his identity was exposed.
从英国国家英雄沦为道德败坏的罪犯
From a national hero to a corrupt criminal.
被同事排挤
Excluded by colleagues.
被社会唾弃
Rejected by society.
被情报部门解雇
Dismissed by the intelligence agency
失去所有荣誉
Lose all honor
所有工作
All jobs
所有尊重
All respect
他从云端跌入了地狱
He fell from heaven into hell
曾经的辉煌
The former glory
变成了如今的屈辱
It has become a shameful thing
无人理解
A clear
无人同情
No empathy
只能独自承受所有的痛苦
Only I can bear all the pain
一个拯救过世界
The world saved
开创了一个时代的天才
A genius who ushered in a new era
没有战死沙场
Without dying on the battlefield
没有安享荣誉
No one can enjoy the glory.
却因为与生俱来的没有伤害过任何人的私人问题
However, due to their innate nature, they have never harmed anyone.
被自己守护的国家
The country that I protect.
用最残忍的方式一步步摧毁
Step by step, destroy it in the most brutal way.
1954年6月7日
June 7, 1954
忍受了一年化学阉割的屈辱
Endured a year of humiliation from chemical castration
身心俱疲
Exhausted
精神崩溃的阿兰·图灵在自己的公寓里永远地离开了这个让他绝望的世界女佣发现他时
Alan Turing, who had lost his mind, left his apartment forever, leaving behind the world that had driven him to despair. The maid found him when she came to work.
他安静地躺在床上，没有挣扎。
She lay quietly in bed without struggling.
没有痛苦。
No pain.
床头放着一个被咬了一口的苹果，苹果上检测出高浓度氰化物。
There was an apple on the bedside table that had been bitten into. The apple was found to have a high concentration of hydrogen.
他的体内也有氰化物残留。
There are also residual hydrogen in his body.
官方调查结论：自杀，死于氰化物中毒。
Official investigation concludes that the death was caused by hydrogen sulfide poisoning.
可关于他的死因
Regarding his cause of death,
至今争议不断
Still controversial,
疑点
Doubt,
重重疑点
Serious doubts,
一
One,
没有遗书图灵
There is no Turing's tomb,
一生严谨
Rigorous throughout life,
习惯记录
habit tracking,
可死前没有留下任何遗书
It is possible to die without leaving any will,
没有只言片语解释自己的选择
No explanation was given for the choice.
1.2 死前状态反常
A normal state before death.
他死的前几天还在研究理论生物学的新课题。
He was still researching a new topic in theoretical biology a few days before his death.
预约了下周和同事开会，给母亲写信。
I have scheduled a meeting with my colleagues next week to write a letter to my mother.
语气平和。
Calmly.
完全不想要自杀的人。
People who don't want to commit suicide.
1.3
1.3
死亡方式诡异。
The way of death is strange.
图灵是顶尖的科学家。
Turing was a brilliant scientist.
精通化学，氢化物中毒极其痛苦。
Mastering the chemistry of hydrogen poisoning is extremely painful.
他完全可以选择更温和
He could have chosen to be more gentle
更快速的方式
A faster way
为何偏偏选择了咬毒苹果这种痛苦又不确定的方式
Why did you choose to bite the poisoned apple a painful and uncertain way?
1.4 毒苹果未被妥善检测
A 1.4-inch apple was not properly inspected.
那个关键的苹果只咬了一口。
He only took a bite of the key apple.
没有被完整保存。
Not fully preserved.
后续检测结果存疑，无法百分之百确定毒素的来源。
The subsequent test results are questionable and cannot be definitively determined to be the source of the toxins.
有学者猜测
Some scholars speculate that
他可能是意外中毒
He might have been poisoned accidentally.
他在办公室里搭建了小型实验室
He set up a small laboratory in the office.
用氢化物溶解黄金制作电镀工具
Use hydrogen sulfide to dissolve gold and make electroplating tools
可能不小心吸入了氢化物气体
Possibly inhaled hydrogen gas
意外身亡也有阴谋论
There are also conspiracy theories about accidental death
认为他掌握了太多二战的机密
He must have known too much about the secrets of World War Roman II.
又因私人问题被视为不稳定。
Also due to personal issues, they are considered unstable.
分子被情报部门秘密灭口。
The suspect was secretly silenced by the intelligence agency.
伪装成自杀。
Pretend to commit suicide.
但无论真相是自杀、意外还是谋杀
Whether the truth is suicide or accidental death
都改变不了一个残酷的事实
An undeniable truth
41岁的天才
41-year-old genius
阿兰·图灵在遭受系统性迫害后
After Alan Turing suffered systematic persecution
悲惨离世
Tragic death
英年早逝
Died young
那颗被咬了一口的毒苹果
The poisoned apple with a bite mark
成为他悲剧
Become his tragedy
人生的终极象征
The ultimate symbol of life
也成了科学史上最令人痛心的符号
it also became the most regrettable symbol in the history of science.
图灵离世后,
After Ling's death,
他的故事被尘封了,
his story has been buried.
他的贡献被低估,
his contributions have been underestimated.
他的遭遇被遗忘,
his experience was forgotten.
整整半个世纪,
for over half a century,
无人提及,
no mention,
无人愧疚,
no one is guilted.
直到多年后,
years later,
随着社会观念的发展,
with the development of social values,
个人隐私去罪化,
the anonymization of personal data,
人们才重新想起了这位被辜负的天才。
People have rediscovered this talented person who was wronged.
2009年,
2009,
英国首相戈登代表英国政府正式向图灵道歉。
British Prime Minister Gordon formally apologized to Turing on behalf of the British government.
承认当年对他的迫害是骇人听闻的不公。
Admit that he was unjustly persecuted.
2013年,
2013,
英国女王伊丽莎白二世亲自签署皇家赦免。
Queen Elizabeth Roman II personally signed the royal pardon.
免令为图灵平反，撤销。
The Turing Award should not be revoked.
当年所有的罪名。
All the accusations of the past.
2016年, 英国三大情报机构之一的政府通信总部公开为当年迫害图灵道歉。
In 2016, one of the three major intelligence agencies in the UK, the Government Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, publicly apologized for Turing's persecution.
称我们对待天才的方式有错。
We are wrong in how we treat geniuses.
是国家的损失。
It is a loss for the country.
2019年,
2019,
图灵的头像被印在了英国50英镑新钞上。
The portrait of Turing was printed on the new British pound banknotes.
成为国家象征。
To become a national symbol.
永远被铭记。
Forever remembered.
2017年,
2017,
图灵法案生效。
The Turing law comes into effect.
所有与图灵相同,
All that is the same as Turing.
原因被定罪的人全部获得追赦。
All those who were convicted and sentenced have been pardoned.
迟到了半个世纪的道歉与平反终于来了。
The apology and exoneration, which have been delayed for half a century, have finally arrived.
可一切都太晚了。
It's already too late.
天才已逝,
the genius is gone.
岁月无法重来,
time cannot be reversed.
他遭受的屈辱,
the humiliation he suffered.
痛苦绝望,
pain and despair.
再也无法弥补,
reversible.
我们今天享受着计算机,
today we enjoy computers.
互联网,
internet.
人工智能带来的便利,
the convenience brought by artificial intelligence.
每一次敲击键盘,
every time you type on the keyboard.
每一次使用手机,
every time you use your phone.
每一次和AI对话, 都在受益于图灵的智慧与贡献。
Every conversation with AI benefits from Turing's wisdom and contributions.
可我们永远无法忘记这位天才用一生照亮了人类文明的前路。
But we can never forget that this genius illuminated the path of human civilization for a lifetime.
却被自己的时代彻底辜负了。
However, it was completely betrayed by its own era.
我老婆说,
My wife said,
阿兰·图灵的一生是辉煌的一
生。Alan Turing's life was brilliant.
一生。
Lifetime.
也是悲剧的一生。
Also a tragic life.
他智商超群，才华横溢。
She is exceptionally intelligent and talented.
以一己之力扭转战局。
With one's own strength to turn tide.
开创数字文明，是百年难遇的天才。
Creating a digital civilization is a rare opportunity in a century.
可他性格孤僻。
But he was a solitary person.
与众不同。
Unique.
不被世俗接纳。
Not accepted by the world.
被偏见迫害。
Persecuted by prejudice.
最终走向了毁灭。
Ultimately, it led to destruction.
他的悲剧从来不是个人的悲剧。
His tragedy was never a personal tragedy.
而是时代的悲剧。
But it is a tragedy of the times.
人类的悲剧，世俗不容易。
My class's tragedy is that it is not accepted by the world.
类的悲剧，图灵的故事。
A tragic and supernatural story.
让我们不得不反思。
Let us reflect.
我们的社会。
Our society.
真的能包容所有的与众不同吗？
Can all kinds of differences be tolerated?
偏见与歧视究竟毁掉了多少本该照亮世界的天才？
How much talent has been ruined by prejudice and discrimination?
我们致敬天才。
We salute the genius.
却为何容不下他们的与众不同？
But why can't they accommodate their uniqueness?
阿兰·图灵被时代辜负。
Alan Turing was betrayed by his time.
却照亮了未来。
Illuminated the future.
愿这个世界少一些偏见。
I hope this world has less prejudice.
多一些。
More.
包容。
Conclusion.
少一些。
Less.
伤害。
Damage.
多一些尊重。
More respect.
愿所有与众不同的灵魂都能被温柔以待。
I hope. That all unique souls can be treated with kindness.